because I am what I am. I can't change my past, but I'm better now than I ever been. So if you can't accept me like I am, then let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Slap somebody and say, leave me alone. I wish I had a witness here. But then secondly, leave me alone unless you love God more than you love me. I wish I had a witness here. Tell somebody it ain't just about getting in my bed. It's about getting on your knees with me. Because God is the only thing that's gonna keep me from cussing you out and cheating on you and going back to what I used to do. And if you don't love God, I wish I had seven people in this church that as soon as you meet a brother, he'd be like, what's your name? You'd be like, what church you go to? What's your sign? What church you go to? Where were you born? What church do you go to? Because if you ain't got a good church, and I ain't talking about no country bound church, I'm talking about a real church. If you ain't got Jesus in your life, then leave me alone. Somebody shout, leave me alone. I got to get out of here. But then watch this. Leave me alone unless you are kingdom serious. No, because you must understand that I'm not 16 anymore. I'm not even 21 anymore. I'm not even 25 no more. I'm not a little girl or a little boy. My drama is too serious to hang out with somebody silly. Tell somebody, tell them my stuff is too serious to hang out with silly folk. If you're not ready for the kingdom, if you're not ready to get yourself together, if you're not ready to work on this marriage, if you're not ready to deal with what I come with, then leave me alone. But then last but not least, leave me alone unless your worship is real. Oh, it's about to go crazy in here. Because I don't need somebody playing church. I need somebody that will be the church. Because when I get down on my knees, I need to Shabbat God, and I need to Kada God, and I need somebody that will partner with me. Don't play church, be the church. Slap three people, tell them, leave me alone. I don't know who I'm talking to, but Lord, leave me alone until I love myself. Because until I love myself, I can't really love nobody else right. Now, sometimes I want sex, but it don't mean I'm ready for commitment. Sometimes I want somebody to touch me, but I don't understand they need to speak into me. Because until I get myself right, I'm not going to be no good to nobody else. So, Lord, you know me better than I know myself. And don't you hook me up until I'm ready for somebody.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Dead and made the blind to see. our altar call time. Today is a special day, which every day is special in the day of the Lord. But we honoring our mothers on today. You may come forward at this time to the altar. You know, when he say bring it to the altar is a very special place. If it's something on your heart that you're asking God for, God say you must move for him. Not for me, not for the pastor. He say bring it to him at the altar. I know we might say we can get it where we can in our seats, but he say bring it to the altar. Today is a special day. I know it's been a hard week for me. We honoring our mothers on today. But we come here to honor Jesus on this morning. But Jesus gave us this chance this morning to get it right, like the song say. This is an opportunity that he has given us. See, sometimes we don't realize what we have in front of us when you can stand close to your mother, when you can tell her you love her, when you can hug and kiss on her. He say, honor our mothers and fathers while they're here to give us long life. See, I've been had a hard week because my mother been in and out the hospital, and seeing her lying there not able to do anything for her, being able to have to feed her and bring her to the bathroom. See, we got to honor our mothers while they're here. We ought to just be shouting if you still got a mother here, because I know I got some people up here with me, they wish they had their mother. It's time that we put all things aside. Put all and just we need to show love. Not just today, but we need to show love from this day forward. People are leaving left and right. Leaving left and right. Our children going astray. But we need to stand up on today. Not just stand up, but we need to come together and stick together. You see, it's just not enough to just come together. It's not just enough to just say the words out of our mouth, but our actions must show different. When are your actions gonna show? Not show for me, but show for God. We say we must let our light shine. Not just right now, but we must let our light shine in all times. All times. I know we got some heavy hearts in here, but I just wanna encourage you on this morning that the Lord say, I got you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, we got to stand on his word, but we got to believe it in our hearts. If we don't believe it, we're not with God. Because God stands on his word. He stands on his promise. But we got to believe it in our hearts. And we got to build a relationship with him. If we don't build a relationship with him, he can't work in our life. We got to stand. And it's time for us to stand on today. Lord, we just come to you this morning, Lord. We come to you, Lord, because you're the only way, Lord. If I could just tell you thank you right now, Lord. If I got to tell you thank you all by myself on this morning, Lord, I'll stand here, oh Lord, and tell you thank you, Lord. I want to tell you I love you, oh God, for all the things that you have done, all the things that you're doing on this morning, Lord. I was able to see my mother's eyes open this morning, Lord. Some might not know, but that's just a thing right there, Lord, because we've been going through some things. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you, Lord. And I know, Lord, as long as I stand with you, Lord, that you'll give me the strength. Lord, I know that you'll give me the strength to move a little further. I know you'll give me a strength to get over that mountain. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but we got to believe that we can climb them. We got to believe that you are with us all the time. But we got to stand with you, Lord. And I just ask on this morning that you continue to give us strength. Continue to move us, oh God, to let us know who you are. They say if we can just get a little touch of your garment, oh God. They say we can be healed. I'm looking for that touch, oh God, on this morning. I don't know about nobody else, but I came looking for that touch on this morning. And I'm trying to get closer and closer to you to get that touch, oh God. I'm going to continue to work and work and work, oh God, in your favor, Lord. I just want to thank you, oh God, for the mothers, oh God, this morning. I want to thank you, God, for their children, the ones that are standing beside them, oh God. The ones that are treating them in the right way, oh God. And the ones that might be astray, Lord, I ask, oh God, you bring them back. Bring them back right now and honor their mothers and fathers on this morning. But first, we got to know how to honor you, Lord. I ask, oh God, you just give them wisdom and give us wisdom and knowledge on this morning to know your word, to build on your word, to be a character in ourselves, oh God, and to know our self-worth, Lord. I just thank you, oh God, this morning, because it's only because of you we're standing. I don't know if, Lord, what it might come, Lord, but I just know, oh God, if I continue to follow you, Lord, it's no other way. We thank you, oh God, this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our bishop, oh God, for the word that he might bring to us, oh God, this morning, Lord. But we ask, oh God, you give us strength to understand that word. Give us knowledge, oh God, to know what the word meaning, oh God, to put it in our daily life. We just want to just continue to, this morning, we just want to just tell you we thank you. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Without you, Lord, we are nothing, Lord. We are nothing, Lord. If we can just come closer to you, Lord. You say the door is open and it's waiting on us, oh God. I want to continue to walk through the door, Lord. I just thank you, oh God, this morning. This is a chance of a lifetime and some of us don't know it. We thank you, Lord. We pray, oh God, for the ones that might not have their mother this morning, oh God, that you just strengthen them, oh God. Get them strength, oh God, this morning to know that you never left them, oh God, that you're still standing with them, oh God. Because we want to ask that you do your will, Lord. It's not our will, but it's your will. You know when and how. We just need to follow you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, this morning. We thank you for our choir that they just sing for you on this morning, Lord. Get them strength, oh God, to sing to you, Lord. Sing heavenly songs, oh God, to touch heaven on this morning, Lord. Touch this church, oh God, this morning, Lord. We need you, oh God. We know you're here, Lord, but we just want to feel that touch, oh God, this morning. Touch us, oh God, and strengthen us right now, Lord. Touch us, oh God. Lord, we just want to tell you we thank you, Lord. We thank you at this hour, Lord. We thank you at this hour, Lord. We thank you at this hour, oh God, this morning, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If we all just can just confirm it by saying amen, 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 amen.
God, my God, it's better to know him than to know me. Lord, help us. If we don't know him, we're in danger of the hell fire. If you don't know him, we need to get to know him. Because as the song say, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. If we don't know him, you're going to have plenty of trouble in your way. And won't nobody be able to help you but Jesus himself. Because when you go to a friend for consolation, you find them complaining too. Our Father God Almighty, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy, for thy truth, dear God, that you bring to all believers, dear God, that they can stand on it, dear God, believe and walk by faith through it, that it'll please you, the only true and living God. And Lord, we thank you for all the mothers this day, dear God, that you have made available to us this day. And we ask, dear God, to let everyone have the love of a mother that has come from thee. Lord, let us know the importance of a mother. You said that Eve is the mother of all living, and we thank you today for blessing her, for blessing the women of this society, the women, dear God, that you call and put in subjection, dear God, to those that have rule over her. Father, we thank you right now. We pray, dear God, that you let us be in unity of thy spirit and let the truth be manifested even through one another. We thank you and we praise you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank God today for all the ministers of God according to his calling, according to our yielding to his spirit, and how that we follow after Christ with all our heart, all our mind. We've talked about the resurrection of Jesus. We talked about his death, burial, and resurrection. We talked about how good the miracles he worked on earth. Oh, that's good. But the most sacred thing of all is walking in the accord that he had prescribed for us. It's like going to the doctor and he prescribes a certain medicine for you. If you take the medicine, you're going to be all right. But if you don't take it, you're going to suffer more. So God has given us today, we are here to partake of his broken body and his shedded blood today. And we want to look at scripture pertaining to that today, 1 Corinthians 11 chapter 23 through 34, and we want to run through that pretty briefly. We're not going to tarry along with it. We just want you to understand it today. I mean, we've been preaching that for years and centuries, and some of us still don't understand what it's saying. See, if I have received of the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord death until he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together into condemnation. And the rest I'll tell you set in order when I get come. We thank God for you today. And I just want to ask a question. Am I unworthy to take the Lord's Supper? Am I unworthy to take the Lord's Supper? You know, we've been preaching that for centuries, and a lot of times the congregation don't understand it. We just go in the tradition, but we need to sacralize it. We need to be sincere and dedicated to the call, or really just what the word says. The apostle here today trying to get the church to see the very importance of the Lord's Supper. And when he came to it, this is what he said. Say, that which I receive, I'm delivering to you. I'm going to give it to you like God gave it to me. A lot of times we add to what God said. We take away sometimes what God said, and that can get your name taken out the Lamb Book of Life. So we have to be particular about what we say, how we say it, and how we do it. See, the apostle here, he said, I'm going to give you the same thing that God gave me. That the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night he's betrayed. Now watch this. He took the bread. He took the bread. He broke it. At that time, they didn't have the broke up crackers like we use today. They had what you call a hoe cake. A whole cake. Some of y'all elder people know what a whole cake is. And Jesus just broke unleavened whole cake. There wasn't no baked powder in it. Unleavened, but he wanted to be pure. God wanted everything pure. He didn't want to add nothing to nothing. He wanted to have everything pure. And this was, the wine was grape wine that hadn't aged yet. So God do everything decent and in order. So when he did, same night, Paul is explaining that to us tonight. He said that when he had given thanks, the first thing he did is thank God for the bread. Jesus thanked his Father for sending him down here to pay for a debt that none of us was able to pay. See, he breaked it, and he tried to tell him, say, take, eat. I'm breaking this bread in symbolic of my own self, my own body. And say, which is broken for you. Do this and remember, every time that we take communion, and we're going to get a little closer today, every time we take communion, we need to think about God's death, his suffering, how he was whipped and had the steel beam on the end of the belt. Every time he hit him, it just flush out his body. He's pierced in his side, that's broken body. He was slapped till the handprint stayed in his face. We need to discern that before we eat or partake of this broken body. That's what it represents. The broken body of Jesus, how he was beat up, lied on, tormented, lied. Put a heavy load, 250-pound cross on his back. And was carried to Calvary's here in obedience to his Father. We need to think of that. What he went through just for us. He endured for 42 generations. God endured us. Clowning, acting silly, foolish, hating one another, despising one another. And Jesus come and said, I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill the law. I came to show mercy now. The law showed no mercy. Under the law, if you stole, you get your hand cut off. If you was a peeping Tom, you get your eye plucked out. If you was a liar, it scorch your tongue. We need to know that. And when we look at Jesus, we got to think of this. God, every time I take that bread and that wine, I got to go through what he went through. That's why we got to set ourselves on the word of God. We got to discern the things of God. We got to focus directly on what the Lord did when we take the Lord's Supper. If we don't see the importance of it, Lord, we're taking damnation to our own self. I got to know what this represents. I got to focus on what it represents, not just a regular tradition. It's like sometimes when we have to go and take communion to other people, they might be watching a football game like I used to do. And mine ain't even focused on what's going on. You give them communion, they ain't, what that's going to do for them? It ain't going to help them none at all. You got to be focused on what it represents. And he said, he took the bread. This bread represents my broken body for y'all. This is what I'm going through. This is what I got to go through. I'm going to be beat up, tortured for y'all's sake. And then he went on to say that he didn't just leave it there. You know, sometimes when we eat, we have to drink something too. Yeah, wash it down. God put his body in, he put his food in us first. And then he let us wash it down with his blood. See, the blood washed us from all our sin, according to this book. Every sin in us, the word, blood washed us and cleaned us up. You see, after that manner, he took the cup when he had supped, after he ate, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do in remembrance of me, and often you drink in remembrance of me. See, the law was given by Moses. What the law did, it taught us to 42 generations until the Lord said, I'm tired of this foolishness. I'm tired of this foolishness, sacrificing animals and stuff like that, killing those little decent animals and stuff like that. I'm tired of that. I got one more sacrifice. This time, it's a living sacrifice. It's holy. It hadn't been defiled yet. It's just like I am. That's what God's saying. It's just like I am. He represents me. And when he half his body was broken, he shed the blood on Calvary. Every time I drink out of the cup, I got to think about the shedded blood, the piercing in the side. I got to think about how they lied on him, called him a blasphemer. I got to go through the whole ritual to know what Jesus has done for us. And when we take this cup, we ought to focus on what he did for us. And it make reality, make it pure, make us more holier. See, the closer you draw to him, the closer he draw to you. And then you'll be able to do some of the things you're asking him to do. You'll be able to do that because you've been empowered to do it. You can do it too. That's what he said, great works have I done, but works greater than these shall you do also, because I'm going back to my Father. And I'm going to leave it in y'all hands. Do we really understand that the Lord, when he left here, he left everything in our hand? And we ain't got to pray and say, Lord, come fix it. We don't have to do that. He already empowered us to go and fix it. But sometimes we don't, what God give us, sometimes we don't use it to his glory. Sometimes we'll use it for our edifying, for our lifting up. But no, everything we do, we need to do it to the glory of the Lord. He said, if as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth the Lord's death till he come. And we got to continue to do that. Think on these things. Think about what he suffered, how he went through it. A perfect man, a perfect savior, a perfect angel. Never did any wrong at all. Seeing that we was all in this earth condemned to death, eternal death. And he came down here and took on himself the sins of the whole entire world. Went to the cross, no complaining. Sometimes we in the church. Can I use the church? Sometime in the church, you got complainers in the church. You don't realize how blessed you are, but you still complain. That's why I tell you, I don't believe in teaching a negative thing. Everything I teach is positive. The negative gonna take care of itself. If I find a hole, you teach me how to walk. If I see a hole, I'm going to go around the hole. My wisdom of God tell me to go around it. You ain't got to teach me about the hole. I see it. I'm going to go around it. The Holy Spirit that dwelleth inside of us teach us, guide, and instruct us into all righteousness and all truth. And nobody got to come to you anymore when you receive the Holy Spirit and tell you, hey, the Lord say this and the Lord said you don't have to do that anymore. The Bible say you don't have to do that anymore. He's going to teach every man. He's going to put it in every man, the right and the wrong. And we just have to accept the works that God has already done. He said, we got to remember when we partake of this Lord's Supper of his death till he come back again. And he said, if you eat this bread and drink this cup unworthy, should be guilty of the body and the blood of God. Good God Almighty. Think about this for a moment. I know we normally, when we give communion, we're going to change it a little bit today. We have preachers just pray over the table. I want everybody here today to have a prayer, a moment prayer for your cleansing. Not me. For your cleansing. It's for you. It's an individual thing that you got to clean up. You got to clean your own house. I can't clean your house up. I can give you what to do, get all the detergent and the broom and the mop and everything, but I ain't going to mop it for you. You got to mop it. And we got to understand what God put, he give us the power and authority to do these things. We got to do them. And we got to do them in love and compassion, understanding with patience. That's what makes the church show kindness, meekness, endurance, patience, long-suffering. He said, if you eat this unworthy, you're guilty of juking Jesus with a spear, jacking his beard out of his face, slapping him side the head. You guilty of that. Calling him a liar and a blasphemer. We got to think about it. If you ain't worthy. I want to stand in the mirror myself every day of my life, and I stand in the mirror, spin, not for good looks now. I stand in the mirror, turn around, look in the back, sideways. What am I doing? I'm examining myself. God ain't tell me to come to the church and tell you who you ain't and what you can't be. He told me to come here and tell you what you can be from the Word of God. I once was lost, but what? Now I'm found. I want to x-ray my own self. I don't want to come here x-raying you. I'm out of order. That's for God to do. Let the wheat and the tares grow together in a day. I'm going to separate you, not you. We do too much separating in the church today. That's why the church is so divided. Let the wheat and the tares grow together. Everybody in the church ain't good people. And I'm just telling you like it is. Because I was going to church one time. I wasn't no good. I was just going to church because they made me go. But when I come to the knowledge of understanding, of patience, of peace, and love, then I couldn't stop the water from rolling. I was condemned and convicted and couldn't stop crying, calling out on God, asking to help me and save me. So let a man, he say, examine himself. And let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Listen to you good. I know this means I can't tell nobody how to live. Every day of my life, I examine myself. I say, are you worthy to go and talk to these people and tell them how to live? How your life is? Examine your own life first. See, are you worthy to go out and tell somebody else how to live? We should never, as believers in Christ, we ought to be on the same page. Same page. And the Bible said, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are walking in the Spirit of Christ. The church ain't supposed to never be condemned. We're supposed to be edified. Every time you look at a church, it's supposed to be edified. The glory of God just glooming through the church. When the choir is saying you shouldn't be able to sit down. That's what God's church is built for. But sometimes we get in the church, ain't nothing to him. She thinks she's something. Just because she got this on. Thank God she got it on. If she was naked, we wouldn't have church this morning. Thank God. We got to be real. Don't look for no fault in me. Look in the mirror at yourself, and when you spin all around, look at all yourself, and you see in your life, oh, I got a spot right here on my left side. Well, you get that spot straight before you come talk to me. The Bible said, none but the pure in heart shall see God. He said, if you eat it and drink it, unworthy. Eat it and drink it, damnation to himself. Not discerning the body, the Lord's body. You forgot about what he did for you. And you just taking the cup because of the communion day, right? You just eating. Yesterday you was cussing me out. And lying last night. And now this morning you got the cup. Eating and drinking in the name of the Lord Jesus. You wasn't worthy. Because you defame your own self. See, this is what he's saying. In remembrance of me, I got to look at myself and see, am I worthy? Am I worthy to partake of the bread, broken body of Jesus and his shed of blood that he shed on Calvary Hill for me and you? We got to look at it like that. With me, I don't know nothing about nobody. Everybody here might be perfect. With me, when I come up and I got my devil man, this is what I did Friday, my last devilment day. Said I was a good boy. I had to take communion Sunday. Yeah. Lord help us. And I did some more praying, said it. I was praying, some said it. Lord, straighten me up, forgive me, this, that, and another. Lord, I'm sorry. I must tell you the truth. I must tell you the truth. The Bible says, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. When we don't walk in the light of Christ, we don't take and discern the body of Christ, what he did for us, it's called sickness, it's called disease. God allowed disease to conquer us, a sickness to come around all in the midst of us, all kind of things, mishaps and mishap. We get in the church sometime, we have inordinate words, speaking against one another, finding faults in one another. We should never, this ain't nowhere in the Bible that this is supposed to be in the church. They preach against having anything in the church but holiness and righteousness and peace and love and joy and understanding. I tell people all the time, they say, Reb, you get mad too. I say, if you do, you ain't gonna know it. Because I'm gonna hold the banner of God up. I'm gonna hold up, you ain't gonna get me in no controversy in no church. I respect the ground that I'm standing on. I believe it's holy still. I believe it's holy ground that I stand on. And I'm going to stand up for that. You say, Reb, you don't know. I ask God to let me know everything. Well, much is known, much is required. If I know too much, it's going to make my burdens heavier. I'm trying to lighten my burdens now. Trying to walk up right before God, walk in his will. See, if I follow peace with God, I ain't going to be brought to no open shame. Because he's going to direct my path. And God ain't never been made shame. He said, when he made man, he regret the day he made him because we broke all the laws he had given us. Say, so we have to hear, we got to judge ourselves that we be not judged. Listen good. We got a trial going on now in the nation. Let's be real. Moses and them dead. I'm talking about what's going on today. We got a trial going on in the nation. Everybody's scared to say anything. Scared of a man. Scared to tell the truth of a human being. And God putting that down, he's going to throw that back in your face when you stand before him. Why did you fear this? Why you didn't stand up and tell him the truth? Because I'm scared of him. The Bible tells me I need to fear God. Not man. Man can't do nothing but pat me on my head and it's over with. God can destroy my soul and my body. Soul and body, he can take and do away with it. And I can end up in hell. If I'm shamed on him before men, he's going to be shamed on me before the Father, which is in heaven. We got to watch for what take this partake. On Sunday, these churches be packed out, 40 and 50,000 people in the churches, and they hate me. They tell me I don't lie, but they hate me. What's the difference? You still a sin, and no sin going in God's kingdom. We need to open our understanding up that God wants us. Everything we look at, if we don't handle it the way God said handle it, we sin. And we're coming against God. So we have to be steadfast and what the Bible says, unmovable. So it says if you judge ourselves, we won't be judged. Lord have mercy. When I look in the mirror, I see some faults. I see some things ring around my collar. I see some of my hair ain't down like it should be. And I stay and try to get it straight. What are you saying? When I look at myself before I come to you all, I have to look at myself first. And if I see anything that's detrimental to me first, I ain't gonna bring it to you. Because that's called me a hypocrite if I do that. I got to, first of all, get myself straight. When I get Lionel right, then I can come tell you how to get right. Then I don't come forcing you to do nothing. I come and tell you in spirit and in truth what we must do in order to get perfected by Christ Jesus. See, Jesus said, draw nigh to me and I draw nigh to you. Now, what we do a lot of time, we rehearse scripture. God help her. We rehearse scriptures all the time, and we make it look like I'm so holy till my feet don't touch the floor. But be holy, for I am holy, said the Lord. But let me tell you something. Don't fool your own self. Don't fool your own self. If you need to go back to the Lord in prayer, go to him. Don't start confessing you this, that, and other you ain't. Long as the wind ain't blowing hard, or much trouble in your life, or you're all right then. Wait till the storm rises in your life. Then that tell me who you are on the spot. When the storm rises in your life, that tell me who you are. I'm looking at the video on Facebook last week. The preacher was up in the pulpit fighting. And we're supposed to be the example of God. We're ambassadors for the Lord. Why would we do something like that before our peers? Why would I get in an uproar in the church here? Where the Lord at? He's supposed to be living inside of me. And he sure ain't going to walk in discord to his word. He's going to walk right and he tell me to follow me as I follow, huh? So we have to examine ourselves, y'all. Judge ourselves that we don't have to be judged. But when we are judged, listen at this good. We are chest of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. Let me straighten that out. It's already straight. Let me level it out. My judgment with this church, it's not with the world. You don't judge me as you judge the world. You judge me by the word, and I'm supposed to live by the word, and you judge me by the word, and not in the world. The world, what the world gonna do, come in and blaspheme me, cut me down, cut my throat in the church. God said, I ain't judged like that. What, I'm God's son, he gonna whoop me himself. He gonna chastise me himself, not you. God don't chastise me. And his chastising is way over your chastising. It supersedes your chastising. You can talk about me all day, but what God put on me is going to be well planted on me. And I can't get away, and I ain't got no lawyer can take it off. That's God. You don't measure me with the world. I am a son of God. You see me as God's son in righteousness and holiness and peace and love and joy, patient understanding. So I'd rather for God to chastise me any day and have y'all ridiculing me, have me cussing up in the church, wanting to fight in the church. That's the devil work. That's the work of the devil. You see me getting all out of proportion, getting ready, pulling my sleeve up, you know the Spirit of God ain't in me now. The Spirit gone. Lionel ready to whoop somebody. Look at him. I didn't know he was like that. You got to watch the devil. Oh, I've been there. I can speak it. I've been there. The book say, that be chastised of the Lord. He gonna do it decent and in order. When Israel was in the wilderness, they was messing up. But God prevailed with Israel. He told Israel what to do. He took care of them. And he made the enemy do all the suffering. And he secured Israel. Just told them to come to me. Come to me. Come and walk upright before me. I'm going to bless you. All the judgment I had against you, I'm going to throw it away if you come back to me. And that's what we got to do. Our judgment ain't like the judgment of the world. God don't judge us with the world. When he come back and receive him, it's going to be on the right and on the left. The good going to be over here, thy good and faithful servant, over here. And the over here going to be cast into this lake alone, called to Revelation, with the devil and his enemies. And we're going to be shouting and smiling every day. And they're going to be weeping and howling and gashing of teeth, according to the book now. They're going to be hollering and screaming. I'm going to be rejoicing and looking how, look how my Savior is. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord, for securing me. Thank you for that near miss, Lord. He said, went on to tell us, said, wherefore, my brethren, that's me and the whole body of Christ, everybody in here, brethren. It didn't say brother, say brethren. That's the whole body that make everybody in here up. We all family of God. And he say, listen to what it say. When you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Listen to this. I love everybody in here. If I could do it, I try to do it every week. I try to come and everybody in the church shake their hand and holler at them and speak to them. You got to have a fellowship before you start eating God's body. You got to have fellowship. You got to be agree. We got to be happy together. We got to be rejoiced for together. We got to understand each other together. We got to see each other as brothers and sisters all in one together before we start eating this. Because if I have resentment against you and then I take this cup and this bread and eat it, I'm unworthy to partake of God's broken body and shedded blood. We have to fellowship. You don't have to shake everybody's hand, smile, wave at everybody. It's a good morning. How y'all doing? You're in fellowship. You're in a harmony with God. He want us like that. I'm taking communion. I can't stand Mr. Dudley. I can't stand him. I just can't stand to look at him. But I'm going to the table and eating in the name of Jesus. Hell gonna be my home. Faking an Antichrist. You don't want that. We help us one of another. We are the body of Christ. When we come together, we ought to be in fellowship. When the 12 was eating with Jesus, said, this is the last time I'm eating with y'all till getting my new kingdom. Everybody was in peace. Everybody was in peace. Even the devil in the midst of them was in peace too. Because they say, who is the Lord? Who gonna betray me? All of them was his disciples, right? Then he gave description of who gonna get him. And that's the way it went. The scripture's gonna be fulfilled any way you look at it. So we have to be lover of one of another, tarry one another. That means wait on one another, love one another, be patient with one another, understand one another. Now watch this. And this is what it say, and eating the supper. See, sometimes when we be glutton. So, can I just say this for a moment? Sometimes we eat, we glutter. We just overeat. Well, I can't say too much. My stomach poking out a little bit. We overeat sometimes. And you should just eat a little bit, enough to get you over. But sometimes we just can't help ourselves. We get this and it's good. And I ain't denied don't be good sometimes. But you got to limit yourself. You got to have self-control. Because the Bible tell me this. Sometimes people say the Holy Spirit made me do that. I got a lot of doubt. I study on the Holy Spirit all the time. And the Bible tell me, say the Spirit is subject to the prophet. Never the Holy Spirit is subject to the prophet. Well, it don't run me. It rule me if I give in to it. It directs my path if I give in to it. But it ain't gonna come and run over me and tell me to go do this, that, and We got the wrong conception of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm sending the Comforter back to you. It's going to keep you until I return back and receive you unto myself. And we got to keep all that in context. Because a lot of times we don't do it like God say do it. If any man hunger, listen good, let him eat at home. If we have a church function here, God help us. Don't try to eat everything. Eat so much, and then if something left, go back and get the rest, huh? We got that? That's the way God wants us to do it. He wants us to be wise. If I go get 3 plates, then I leave you out, and then you're going to leave here hungry. And the Bible says I should have ate at home before I come to the church. When I come, I'm coming for the discern the body of Christ that suffered death